Disinformation campaigns could compromise the 2020 census, or tech could keep the census secure. We're kind of counting on that. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Jack Stewart, in for Molly Wood. This year's census is going digital. It'll be available to complete online instead of just on paper. And that's fitting in a world that is so much more connected than even 10 years ago. But our online lives mean there are some risks too. And disinformation is a really big one. We're talking about mostly fake news that's designed to influence people's thinking. That's what led to intense criticism of social media platforms after the 2016 elections. The Census Bureau is warning that false information could affect the number of people who actually take part in the census. And that has huge implications for everything from government funding to seats in Congress, says Liz Woolery with the Center for Democracy and Technology.
It is very, very important. Communities of color and immigrants are feeling deeply threatened by the Trump administration. Those communities are also more likely to be the subject or targets, rather, of disinformation. And they also may be more likely to believe inaccurate information about the census.
Of course, the social media platforms have been implicated in the spread of misinformation, particularly around things like elections. What are they doing around the census?
So all of the major platforms have all made some kind of announcement. Facebook, for example, announced a new policy back in December 2019 that their platform will ban posts from misrepresenting when the census occurs, how it happens, who can participate. That policy will apply to both content that users post as well as advertising. The big question for me is, how do they enforce that policy at a scale of 2 billion users?
These things are always just as good as the moderation system behind them, aren't they?
Exactly. For me, this is not a question of disinformation. It is a question of content moderation. As with hate speech or nudity or other types of content, disinformation is just another type of content that these platforms need to be able to identify and respond to.
This is an election year. Could any of this be a kind of dry run to see if these types of controls on misinformation could be applied to election campaigns?
Absolutely. The census is really going to give many platforms an opportunity to see how resilient their systems are, how effective they are, to kind of maybe on a smaller scale, see how their approaches to disinformation fare. Similarly, like the election, this census has actually become fairly politicized following the Trump administration's attempt to add a question about citizenship. Plus, you layer on top of that the certain history of the U.S. Census Bureau that during World War II, when there was a question about citizenship on the census, the Census Bureau gave the Secret Service names and addresses of Japanese Americans, many of whom ended up in internment camps. So kind of layering on, an election year with a politicized census certainly means that the stakes are much higher.
Liz Woolery there with the Center for Democracy and Technology. The Census Bureau itself has created a trust and safety task force designed to monitor social media, and it says respond accordingly. And now for some related links. Reuters has a special report on the process of outsourcing the digitization effort for the census and what it says are reliability and security concerns. We'll link you to that. Going digital could make the 2020 census much more inclusive and efficient, says Wired. But experts fear it's also opening itself up to new risks. It explains that the process of counting everyone in the US hasn't really changed much in 230 years, despite a massive growth in population and the growth of tech in every other part of our lives. That's until now. They're going to use satellite images to help map address lists instead of canvassers having to do it on foot. They're going to use apps for data collection. The article explains the risks of all of that and what the Census Bureau says it's doing about those risks. And the Bureau is proud of the tech that it's used over the years. On its own website, it details the history of automation from punch cards to UNIVAC 1, the first modern computer installed by a civilian government agency. And even CD-ROMs. Remember them? They seem just so modern and efficient just a few years ago. A useful reminder, perhaps, that tech never stands still, and whatever efforts are made to protect today's systems will have to be updated for whatever comes next. I'm Jack Stewart, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.